Alrighty, welcome back. 13 days of horror? Yeah, 13 days of horror. I can't even remember my own goddamn branding. But that's alright, I'm here, Brian from Pretentious Movie Sheet, back again with another commentary track for a Friday film. This time we're looking at part 4. I'm imagining this time that it's going to really feel, despite it being the final chapter, it's going to really feel like, Jason Voorhees this time. Because, you know, the first one doesn't have Jason at all. So, like, the very end when he's, like, a kid. The second one has him in that sack. The third one, he's just kind of like an oaf in that one. He doesn't feel like Jason. But part 4, I imagine this is where we're really going to make it feel like it's Jason Voorhees. It's going to be its own thing, and it's going to be great. And then part 5, we're going to have some piece of shit running around pretending to be him. But until then, let's get part 4 out of the way. We got another ad read, and then we're going to set up and get going. Alrighty, guys. You're going to see. Hopefully you should know the drill by now. You're going to pause when I say to pause, and then you're going to see. Paramount Pictures Presents. Come up on the screen, and that is going to be what you're going to play when that disappears. So you're going to pause in a couple seconds here when I tell you to pause, and then when Paramount Pictures Presents disappears from the screen as one of the opening title cards, you're going to press play. But first, you're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. Oh, we're going all the way back to part 2. So I guess they really felt like this is the final chapter. Oh, this part 1, like they're just doing the whole flashback, not just to the previous movie, the whole flashback. This is one of the lamest kills. Why are you showing this one? Is Ted in the shot? That's quite the sound. This version is the 1 hour 31 minute version too, by the way. Ooh. They're really just like making sure you're not missing any. What is that cutting? Holy shit. These scenes happened after he gave that campfire story. I can't wait for this title card. This has got to be an amazing title card. You can see the strings in all of part 3. It's amazing. They just showed that kill in its entirety. This feels more like the trailer than it does the actual opening of the film. Oh, it's got the axe slash and everything. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit! That was great. That was amazing. Kimberly, Beck, and crew, good job. But it's interesting, the hockey mask only came around in the last, like, half or third of the last movie. And I wonder if Like, did it catch on that much? Like, was it instantly like, oh yeah, you know, hockey mask, Jason? Like, it's always been a thing. I don't know. Might lower my volume a little bit here. Joan Freeman, Judy Arson, Aronson, Camille and Carrie Moore. That's Tina and Terry. All right. I'm excited for this. This is supposed to be like top three best Fridays. It's like this. Tom Savini's back. Oh, yeah. And Corey Feldman's in this. I forgot. I think I already missed his credit. And then who's the other guy? Who's the guy? God, I'm going to kick myself. He plays Marty McFly's dad. Back to the Future, Marty's dad, George McFly. But who plays George McFly? Crispin Glover. That's right. Glover. God, I'm... Oh, God. You know, I watched Back to the Future a little bit ago. I never finished it. I need to... Oh! Like, the review for that. I need to do that. God, these movies get bright. Is this in reaction to the last one, or? Yeah, it must be. Because this is the cabin from that one, right? Those sedan ambulances are interesting, to say the least. Oh, and there's the barn. Now, I could be mistaken, too. I think this takes place immediately after the events of Part 3. Are you just going to have the handle hanging out there? My guy! Ten of them. Damn. I mean, you know, come on. They might find somebody. They did find somebody alive. They found the one girl alive. Sorry, I know this is going to make sound and contaminate my audio. I got to pull up my footrest. There we go. That's a lot more comfortable. God, I'm so hype already. This feels like a big fucking deal. Yeah. What put him down this time again? The axe to the head? I mean, of course, didn't put him down, but... Ooh. What was the nail situation on his hand like? They kind of like long. I guess it has to be immediately after the events, because why else, you know, they didn't leave those bodies for a year, you know? But we got to be on, like, Sunday now. Part 2 was the 13th. It's just dark. Oh, goddamn. Oh, are those parents? Oh, that's so sad. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, this fucking guy. God damn it. These films really are like what made Rob Zombie, aren't they? The fucking Axel, it's always a dude named Axel, isn't it? Oh. Uh-oh. No, don't tell me that he's gonna inadvertently get her killed. God damn it. Also, what is more 80s than like Jazzercise or whatever, you know? Wait, is that considered like, that's not considered porn. Is it? Is that what passed for 80s porn? What the fuck? What a dick. I do like the actor. Okay, yeah, no, I really do like the actor. Camp. Or Crystal Lake Massacre. Oh. That's us. Oh, that's I love that idea that, but like, I love him just tapping his chest and being like, yeah, dude, that's you. That's you, Big Jason. Big Jason! That was amazing. That string of curses was something fucking else. Every motion and the piece of delivery she just had in that scene was so pointed. Like, I'm already fucking losing it. All right. Oh. I don't know why this is so fucking goofy to me. What the fuck? What are those called again? What are those slabs that they put the, you know. Uh-oh. Oh no, we're not gonna. Oh no. We're not gonna see him. No, please no. Is that tongue depressor? Yeah, oh no's right. That's what I'm saying. What's his cup say? Personality? Oh. Yeah, there we go. Oh my god. He just like twisted his head around. Jesus. His hand looks like a prosthetic. I'm so excited for Crispin Glover's dance. If you like, I'm going to hype the shit out of this right now because like, it's fantastic. By the way, if you don't have captions on, you should probably turn them on. Crispin Glover has an amazing dance scene, I think, with this girl, and God, it is something. It's Tommy Jarvis. Tommy Jarvis. This is Corey Feldman, if you didn't know. I wish she just had that on the entire movie. I wish he had that on the entire movie and they just never addressed it. And at the end, he just takes it off. What? That's not the. There he is! That song was Bottles of Beer on the Wall. What is this verse about the prairie dog going up somebody's ass? I mean, like, it happens, but also, like, that delivery. I don't know, something about him is just so great. What the fuck is he about to say? I can't take it. We need to bring dead fuck back. We need to fucking bring dead fuck back. Holy shit. Pamela Voorhees. Oh no. Not stay away from that shit. You don't want none of that shit. Don't stop that. Oh, you know what's great? You saw that those like lines of water on the ground? That's definitely from them parking there so many times for so many takes. That's amazing. Nineteen 79. So she was 49 when she died. Oh, I. Of all the hitchhikers in horror cinema, I don't think she's the most notable by any means, but, I do remember her and her fucking banana. I do love the fuck you on the back of the sign. This poor banana. This poor fucking banana. Look, the poor banana. Oh. There it goes. That tuna salad? Yeah. Fair. It is tuna salad. Dude, tuna salad's great. I don't know what you're talking about. Get some like celery and some onions in there. Ooh. The Jarvis family is actually like pretty wholesome. I do like them. Oh, I swear to God, if Gordon gets fucking hurt. Tommy's so fucking great. Just got some cores going. Yo, be careful with those. That is valuable cargo. I mean, not the fact that it's cores, but just the fact that it's beer. I don't really want you to call me that anymore. You dead fuck. People used to be a lot more friendly, weren't they? Or at least a lot more social. Sixth grade. Which one's Paul? Is that the one that came up with Dead Fuck? Doug? Really? She's got some ideas. Six a.m. God, waking up 6 a.m. every morning. God damn. Oh, God. Corey, no. You're going to accidentally make a horrible album in like 40 years, man. Oh, Corey, look out. No, you're going to make it. It's more like 35, right? Corey, you're going to make Angelic to the Core. Don't. No. Have you guys heard that album? If you're an Anthony Fantano fan, you definitely have to know about it. But like, Corey Feldman made an album called Angelic to the Core, and it is literally like so bad it's good. It's something fucking else. No, oh, okay. I thought she was just going to walk away. He's upset. No, that's... Wait. She was saying she was sleeping with Paul, right? Ted, you're fucking it up for him, man. Is Crispin Doug? I think so. I don't know, man. It doesn't matter. They're all fucking dead anyways. Jesus Christ. Wait, she said that's where they're going, but they're walking in opposite directions. Is there a trail to the left? Yeah, I guess so. I want to know about this guy in the short shorts. Who'd this be? It's too early for her to die. Ooh. What was the point of that? That fucking guy. No. Oh, they're just fucking going for it. Tell you what, I like hold on to those for like another time. Like, you're gonna lose them if you just throw them wherever. Oh, Gordon's just going. He's like, there's tits out, man. I need to fucking go. Oh, dude, you're gonna get rug burn, man. Jimmy, that's his name. Oh, what? Why are you bargaining, man? Oh, I thought that was. I keep confusing the mom and. I keep confusing the mom and Trish. She's got Rachel energy from Halloween 4. I love how he's the guy that, like, you know, is in charge of this. You know, where do Cars movies come from? Do people just kind of like, I don't know. Like, it'd be real cheap just to be like, you know, I got a Jetta, you know, I'll just bring it along. What a I will drown myself. Okay. Don't be a dick. Dude, that ain't your responsibility. That ain't on you. I swear to God, don't fucking do it. I love how she was like cross-eyed too. She knows it. She hears the soundtrack, she hears the key ma ma ma. She knows. Rob Dyer. What did you think? He meant what? Tell me he has one. Oh, he's got a knife. Oh, this guy's badass. He's got like in his boot and everything. That was a good cut. That's a really good cut. A lesser movie would have had a shot back on him. I'm a little unsettled that he was specifically looking for kids. Like, that's what he named. Gordon. I got something neat to show in my dude. I don't like this setup. Did he just totally blow her off? So you see, my idol is Tom Savini. Tom Savini's just off camera like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm the coolest. This guy, I don't know what to make of this guy. I don't like the noises he's making. It's just, I can't imagine, like, sitting down next to somebody and them start growling like that. This is it. This is it. This is it. Yo. This is a good song, too. Okay, here we go. No, this dance, I'm telling you, it's something of legend. It's good. Here we go. Yes. Yes. Also, who dances the rock music in a setting like this? What was that little clap he was doing at the end? Oh. Oh, okay. All right, Ted, calm down. Calm down. Jesus, dude. I don't like the referring to self in third person. Dwayne Johnson can do that and like nobody else and make it sound smooth. Yeah. Oh. Is this guy going to come back? I totally do not remember anything about him from this movie. Nah, dude, I saw what you do. That, like, it took me a second to remember his. Oh. Oh. I can't believe he just said that in front of her. Dude, you just ruined your fucking chances. Was that supposed to... Okay, that is the worst possible way to shotgun a beer. Oh no, not more slow dancing. Is she dating Paul? What? She's like, yeah, fuck you, buddy. He doesn't give a shit. He's gonna call him that. What do you run that through your fucking computer, asshole? Is she going skinny? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Paul, where'd you go? Paulie dangerously. I imagine we're about to have a Jaws moment here. I'll be honest, though, I'm having a harder time telling the characters apart in this movie. Like, some of them don't feel as established, and a lot of them just have similar, like, looks to them. The big 80s here don't help. Are they gonna fuck in the dinghy? I'm trying to remember this one. What? Yeah, I mean, is this a kill? I got some good mist on the thing there. Oh. Sorry, the noise that she was making at the end were wild. Yeah, dude, if your girlfriend's over there, unless, I guess they must not be, like, officially a thing. Oh, well, she's, I don't know how to break this to you, dude. She was the fourth kill, man. Were Ted and Crispin, or excuse me, yeah, Ted and Crispin, were they just like sulking on the couch? Why would you bring that up? I saw his hand through his pants and it just was such a turnoff. Nah, fuck it. Go for it. Show him who's the dead fuck. Dude, stop pushing her away, man. He can't believe it. Upstairs. That was an old looking fan behind him. Holy crap. That looks like it's from the 30s. Oh. I like her shoes. Oh, Ted, fuck off. I mean, the setup and punchline was kind of funny that it was, you know, the same thing from before. Oh, it's so muddy. Oh, it's, I can like feel how muddy it is. Where'd her body go? Did it show it empty? I got a little distracted. I'm sorry. Oh no, she's. Oh, it's a lure. It's a lure. Lure? Lure? I'm gonna say lure. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in right there. Docs are always like. Let's go say I don't think there's. Oh my God. This guy's ready. He's ready. For a second, I thought he was going to put his machete in the fire to like heat it up. I'm just going to cut through Jason like butter. I hope he doesn't die here. That would make him very superfluous. But man, that other kill was that was great. The harpoon to the dick. God damn. But yeah, if you're at a dock during the nighttime, that's just a death sentence. I'm pretty certain in these movies. Quick snaps. Oh, I thought it was going to be somebody else. That's definitely fucking Jason. That's definitely why are you going back, dude? That was definitely him. aren't you like hunting him? Like that's what the setup of this character feels like. Oh. He was like that character from part 9 before before he was in the series. He's an early adopter. Jesus. What is that? Is that? What the fuck? Is like, I was gonna say, I don't know. Is this really that, like, gut-burstingly funny? Looking at the Friday series, they're almost entirely in the '80s. There's only one in the '90s, and then there's like Jason X in the 2000s, which is the end of the like main continuity. Oh shit. Oh my God. Is that Doug? I think that's Doug. That was kind of sweet. I don't know. See, like, Crispin Glover and Ted don't know how to fucking handle themselves. But she just laid it down smoothly, you know? I like Doug too. I wish there were more Doug. Oh, I hope she doesn't die. Just gonna like fucking orphan them, Jesus. Anybody? What about that hunky guy from earlier? I was trying to remember who Gordon was. I was wondering if that was her husband, but then first I remembered it's the fucking dog. Where is everybody? That is a very good question. Uh-oh. It's always coming down in these movies. Uh-oh. Oh, there it is. Where'd they go again? Wait. Didn't they stop at the lake like a long time ago? Wait, and they picked up the guy coming back. Wait, where did they go again? Shit. That looks comfy too. There's some really comfortable looking robes in this series. She dead. Mom. Hello. 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 Somebody's gonna definitely sneak up from behind. It's not gonna be Jason. I like people missing must have been so different back in the 80s because now you just call them or you assume there's somebody somewhere else. Like in the 80s you had to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to this place, so I'll be back by this time, and something's gonna be wrong if that's not the case. I hope she doesn't come across as corpse because again that would make him so superfluous. Ha ha ha. This is gonna be him. It can't not be him. Not Jason, I mean. You saw the hair. It's definitely safe. His delivery on that was so like unstable. What the hell you doing here? Ah! Oh, don't do it. 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 Do it. Don't do it. Come on. There's still time. Come on. Don't listen to Ted. God damn damn it, you did it. You did it. Was that fuck ever a term that was used, like, ever in reality? Like, outside of this movie, was that fuck ever a thing? He's having a great fucking day. He's over the moon that he's not a dead fuck. Imagine being that stoned that this is such a riot. Did you take her fucking panties? Don't. Okay, I thought he was about to be a major fucking creep. Here it is. Here it is. Yes. What a oh man, they cut down that was, this is totally the MPAA like censored version, because there's a good like 3-4 maybe even 5 seconds screaming there. What a great kill. Oh my God. I wasn't ready. Oh my God, what a great landing. That was fantastic. Which part was Sandra in? Oh, that was the girl in part two that got pierced through the bed with her boyfriend. He's alive. He's alive. My soul became alive. What about your mom? Man, rip Crispin Glovin. I'm all about Tommy Jarvis though. He's resourceful. Though this is a little like, you know. Did you forget? Did you forget about the wine, dude? Oh, this is the bunk bed couple, right? Because the other couple got killed out on the lake. It's Ted's time to shine. Ted, where's the corkscrew, Ted? Also, where did this come from? Who just has this 1930s porn? You need to get new material, dude. Dude, it just ran out. No. Oh, okay. It got cut. Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, no, it didn't get cut. That was a good kill. With the knife cutting the screen. We're almost through all this party. The Jarvises are coming up. Oh, that's a lot to drop on a first encounter. Is that the Glass Animals song, Tangerine? Is that song just Tangerine over and over again? Okay, I do like Doug here. It's a shame there wasn't more Doug in this movie. I think we're about to run out of Doug. Polly. Oh, you didn't like that joke. Oh, that was the first clear shot of his mask in this movie. God damn, he just like crushed him. Oh, no, she doesn't deserve to die. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's about to appear in the left of the frame, isn't She's too fucking pure for this, man. No! Oh my God. How did that get through that door? all the teens are gone. It's just the Jarvises now. That's too bad for her. I really liked her. Oh, there was no shot of them opening the door and the reveal. It was just... Look out the window. Just look, look at the... Tommy, you should see it. Yeah, I was going to say, his nail situation is wild. Does Jason, like, understand technology? I'm glad that Gordon's, like, vibing, you know? Like, a lesser movie would have had him die earlier. Oh, they're gonna find the shit. Hit the fan. And by fan, I mean that 1930s fan in the front. Is her body just gonna be, like, chilling there? Surely they have to see some evidence. You would have thought that, like, they would have left, like, one, like, one of the adults with Tommy. Did they not see the blood on the screen? Oh, power's out. Why are you going downstairs? They took the dog too, man. They just left Tommy all on his own. But you know what? Tommy's such a badass. He doesn't need it. Not a lot going on down here. Uh-oh. Sometimes I don't know if I should be talking more or less over these, like, kind of suspense scenes. I don't know if it undercuts it if it's too much talking or if it gets boring if there's too little. Like, I mean, not that, you know, people watch the movie on its own, but... I want to add something with the track, you know? Oh my god, he's defenestrating too! Not the second window, what the fuck? No, Jason didn't do that. Would Jason do... Jason wouldn't do that. The dog? No. Tommy knows what's up. He's getting the lowdown right now. Woof. Would you see a newspaper publish something like that? Maybe you would. I don't know. I don't know if I've known newspapers to be that gruesome. Oh, she's gonna fucking eat it, isn't she? No, she's gonna survive to the end. I think the guy's gonna eat it first. If I had to take a bet. All right, time to get out. Or she's gonna turn around to Jason. Oh, damn. Oh, she's gonna come down and he's gonna be fucking dead. Get ready with that machete. Oh, okay. No, he's chilling. Uh-oh. 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 What? Oh. I could barely see him there. It was so dark. He's killing me. This looks like that him attacking him there looked like Stu killing Billy in Scream. Like it looked super fit. Why aren't run you s unless you believe that there's like two people in on it. I can barely see anything. It's so dark, Jesus. But it looked like that he was fake killing him, especially with him yelling like, "Oh, he's killing me. He's killing me." That like I'm surprised that they didn't just directly rip that and scream and just be like, "He's killing me." Okay, you can step over the body though. Oh, wow, god damn. He fucked up Crispin Glover. Yes, he's here. He killed Rob. Rob told me several times. She just popped the mic there, I think. Which, I mean, hey, I do all the time, so whatever. Oh, he's just gonna. Oh my God, he did. He did just do it. He did just do it to him. Dude, the. Like, with those windows, that's not gonna help you. Jason does not fuck around with windows. Oh, he's. Oh, okay. I was gonna say. Tommy, no! She's just whacking him. Yeah, there you go with the claw. That's what you gotta do. Would have been better if you pulled it back out, but damn, he just bursted through. This is the best climax of any movie, any of the movies so far. They didn't really move it much beyond that. He's just gonna knock it down. That was a good, unsettling shot. Because that's exactly the setup they would use. Oh, that's exactly the setup they would use for him bursting through. So that was a very good shot, especially if they don't use it. If they don't use it, it's brilliant. Looks like they're going to use it. There's a lot of Here's Johnny scenarios in these movies. I'm surprised Tommy's not being like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Not my computer. Oh my God. He's crying about his computer, man. I'm telling you. At least they're smart enough to know, like, this ain't over. This ain't it, Chief. Okay, there's an axe. Okay, you did a good job playing dead. I was going to say, you could just pick up the axe, just get him in the chest. Okay, what Jason could have done is, like, while they're running down the stairs, just, like, fall on her. Just dive onto her, man. That banister is rather wiggly. Oh, self-defenestration! Auto-defenestration! Oh, I thought she was gonna hit the top one. Ooh. That was quite the thud. She fell rather perfectly, like perfectly legs together, arms kind of out to the side at the like same angles. Okay, you're not out of the woods yet. Also, you ran over the body now. Why couldn't you have done it earlier? Oh, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Mom, I'm getting that haircut. So wouldn't you wait to wet the hair? Do you have tremors, dude? It's not over yet. Why would you think it's over? He was clearly still alive. She's just done. Oh, damn! She's badass. She's badass though. Yeah, there we go. There we go. There's some Tom Savini magic right there. You're never gonna shave all of that like that. You're just gonna clog up your razors. Oh, are you gonna take off the mask? Are we gonna see him maskless? Come on, come on, let's see. Let's see. No mask, no mask. Come on. So, like, the thing is like, why does this fuck him up, though, you know? Remember himself? I do like that the hockey mask is looking a little bit more yellow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes! Oh. I mean, okay. Why did you drop it? See, that's how you make a Jason face. Though he looks a little bit more rotted in this one. It kind of looks a little animatronic, like a little effects-y when he's like moving his face as he slides down that, but like could be much worse. He's about to go ham. He's about to go ham. Come on, do it to him, Tommy. You should have known better than to think that was that. Oh, he saw it. See, Tommy went to the Academy of Scream. He knows. He's read enough Fangoria. He knows. Ooh, oh, bright. Okay, that's something about this series that needs to go is those white flashes. So they never showed what happened to her mom, or at least not in this cut of the movie. Maybe they did later. They're not saying that Tommy's crazy, right? Though I know that's exactly what they do, because he's in like a youth counseling group in the next movie. What is that tie? That tie was like not even at his belly button. What the fuck? She's having visions of him now. Ooh, Jason lives in him. I don't know, probably not. Anyways, no, Jason Lives is part six, I should say. All right. Tell you what, I don't know, not as amazing as I was hoping that it was maybe gonna be. That being said, it was good. It was really good. I'm to be honest, I'm kind of expecting part six to be better. But for what it was, I think it's the best in the series so far. Big stretch. I don't know. I think the Jarvis family brought a lot. Rob was, decent, despite he's killing me. He's killing me. Yeah, like that was a little much. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm gonna try and speed run them this weekend. The rest of the films. Let's see. We got. Well, we did the first four, so that's a third of the series. So we got six more. So I'll probably do three tomorrow. So I'll do parts 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow, and then 8, 9, 10? No. Wait. No, there's another 8, isn't there? Okay. So I'll do 5, 6, 7, 8 tomorrow. And then the following, or this weekend probably. Oh, no, I'll get them up when I need to. Anyways, this was part 4. Hope you guys enjoyed. Part 5 is looking to be some fucking dog shit. And not for the fact that it's not Jason. Just the way it's set up is just very bland. And also, I really dislike their casting choice for Tommy Jarvis. He looks like a combination of the guy who says, oh my god, they're eating her, and then they're gonna eat me, oh my god, in Troll 2, that movie. It looks like a combination between him and the adult actor for the writer character in the It miniseries, who's like the main character and has like the stutter. I forget the character's name, but yeah, no, I I don't know, the rat tail just god damn, I'm not looking forward to it. But part 6 comes around. Tommy Jarvis looks like a badass in it. And, you know, Jason lives and he'll be zombie Jason. So this is canonically like the death of Jason. Like, you know, he'll become undead. But, you know, I've seen some people say, you know, isn't Jason dead in these? Because, you know, he drowned. I don't know. I imagine he just survived. We shall see. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the commentary track. Go check us out on Instagram, Pretentious Movie Sheet over there. I'm trying to post more on Twitter, which is just Movie Sheet. And then we got Pretentious Movie Sheet on YouTube, TikTok, all those different sites. So, hey, hope you guys are doing well. Enjoy your Halloween time and stay safe and spooky.